Brought to you by De La Salle High School in New Orleans. De La Salle, the right fit. And here's your hosts, Casey Gisclair and Marlon Big Fave Favorite.
And good evening, everyone. We are live here from De La Salle High School. Casey Gisclair here in the studio. Marlon Big Fave Favorite out at De La Salle. We're, I can't hear us, Todd. We got to get the mic set up there. And
hello, somebody.
And good evening. We are live
here.
I
can hear you.
Can you hear me, Marlon?
Casey, are you there?
Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties here with our headsets, but we're going to get this figured out. But anyway, this past week in high school football, there were some unbelievable games around the area. Let's start with Carr getting a 35-6 win over McDonough 35. The beat just keeps rolling on for those guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're rolling, man. Carr is a team that's equipped, playoff ready. Coach Bryce does a really good job at getting those guys going. So, I mean, I really look forward to seeing this team in the playoffs. They're rolling strong and just a really competitive team.
Defensively, they did an excellent job limiting McDonough 35. That was an unbelievable story throughout the game, is that McDonough 35 has a good offense, but Carr limited those guys to next to nothing throughout the game. We're not on there.
Hey, Casey?
Marlon, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's not on our end. That's in the rules. Okay. Yeah, So y'all just going to keep in a commercial for like another 3 minutes? Keep us posted on this end.
Mic test, 1, 2.
Mic check, mic check. Microphone, 1, 2.
I think that I think we're officially live, guys. Sorry about that. We were having some issues here in the studio. But as we were saying, Carr's defense shined out. They get a 35-6 win over McDonough 35. Fellas, they could do it on offense. They could do it on defense. So it looks like they're cruising.
Man, they're cruising. They're high rolling for sure. Just a very competitive team. I think moving forward, what you have with Edna Carr is a team that's equipped and ready to roll with the playoffs. So I think it's just going to be a matter of time, Casey, for us to see this team make their way on back to the dome.
So we were struggling with our audio here, so let's reset here. This is Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School. We're going to give a rundown of some things that have been going on in Week 6 in high school. We're going to look ahead to Week 7 in high school. We're going to take care of our Cavaliers. We're going to talk about them. They had a big victory this past week. We'll talk to Trey and all the guys there about that game. At the bottom of hour one, we're going to have Cecilia football coach Dennis Skanes on the line. Cecilia's out in the Lafayette area. They're doing a good job this season. They're carrying a 4-2 record. We'll talk to Coach Skanes about his team. Then in the second hour, we're going to talk about something that every sports fan's talking about. That's Drew Brees breaking that record for passing yards. Marlon played with him. Trey's been growing up watching the Saints his whole life. I've been watching the Saints my whole life. We'll give our thoughts about that. And then we'll talk about, you know, LSU and everything at the end of the show, as well as making our picks. But getting back to Week 6, we were talking about good defenses. John Curtis has a good defense. They limit Jesuit to just 66 yards of total offense in a 23-0 win. We were talking last show about how we thought this would be a close, hard-fought game. And it was at a time. It was 7-0 at halftime. But at the end of the day, if you can't get first downs, your defense is going to wear down. And the Blue Jays just kind of ran out of gas.
Yeah, like I said last week, it was going to be a defensive battle between Jesuit and John Curtis. John Curtis' defense holding him to 61 yards. That offense is very powerful. We actually saw that offense during the spring game, so we know what they're capable of. Robert McMahon is a very good quarterback, and they also have Jesuit also has a very good offensive line. So Curtis executing their game plan on all three phases played a big factor.
Fellas, Friday night was sort of the story of last second finishes, right? Brother Martin gets a last second finish over Bastrop. They win 28-25. But the game that I'm going to ask you guys about right now is Country Day coming from 17 points behind. They were trailing 31-14. They rally back and get a 35-31 win, 3 fourth quarter touchdowns. They stay undefeated. That's a huge win for that football team.
Yes, it is, man, against Newman. Of course, Newman is missing Brandon Williams. He's really big on their offensive line and on their defensive line, the junior defensive end being heavily recruited right now. So, you know, Country Day is a team that continues to chop wood. We had Coach Alexander here talking to us about their team and just their approach and you know, what's their idea of identity, and this team is following. And one thing, I guess, is for sure is finishing.
Trahan taught us a lesson, and that was we both picked Bell Chase to beat Warren Easton. They said, not so fast, my friend. They scored 46-14 win over Bell Chase in that game. It looks like they shut down the run, got big plays on offense. Warren Easton says, you know what, you guys were undefeated, but you're not undefeated anymore. That was a big win for that football team.
Yeah, Jamal Sam, we can see his dual threat ability playing defense and also playing running back for the Eagles. Jamal Sam, he is a University of Louisiana commit. He committed a couple weeks ago, and now he's just showing how his senior is going to go and how he's going to push his team to go to the dome.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And on the river, there was a score that really caught my eye, was that Destrehan scores a one-point win over East St. John. East St. John scores a late touchdown, cannot convert the extra points. So Emory and J.R. Blood and those boys walk away with a win. But, man, that District 7-5A is awfully tough. East St. John gave those guys a run for their money, but Destrehan gets a hard-fought win.
Destrehan gets a hard-fought win. You have John Emory, Destrehan's running back. He's like number two, number three in rushing in the state. Definitely a top 60 rusher. So, I mean, Coach Robichaud was able to get his team rallied up and get a good win against a really competitive East St. John team that plays hard ball. I mean, you start talking River Parish, you have to thank East St. John, West St. John, St. James. I mean, these are some of the most country-fed, just athletic players in Louisiana. Hello.
One of the teams that is being not talked about as much as normal this year, that's the Rummel Raiders. They start off the season 1-1, then they struggle against Riverside, who's kind of down this year, and then they get into district play, and now all of a sudden, it's like a light switch went off. They roll over Shaw in week one of district. They beat Holy Cross 39-3 this past weekend, and just like that, they're 5-1. They're doing a lot of good things, and they're in the mix in that Catholic League.
I feel like Rummel, they faced adversity, and now they're overcoming it. Chandler Fields is playing his normal ball. Last year, they lost to Holy Cross, but this year, they bounced back, battled back, executed in all three phases, and got the win.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. They're going to cruise into a matchup with Jesuit this coming weekend, which we'll talk about in our next segment. But, gentlemen, that Brother Martin game, we talked about the last-second finish. They get a last-second touchdown to beat Bastrop 28-25. That may be a game that could ignite their season and get them rolling. Bastrop out in North Louisiana has a lot of playmakers, but for one night, the Crusaders make it happen. With 3 seconds left in the game, Drew Martin and Brady Foss hook up for a touchdown, and the Crusaders get the big win.
Man, Brady Frost is having a really great year. You're talking about that 21-yarder that he had to seal the deal, 25-21. When you start looking at games and you say, hey, these teams fought hard with a score like 25-21, you have to look at the defensive effort. And that's something that, you know, that they were able to do in this particular game. If you just look at the scoring of this game, right, Trey, you have Brother Martin. They didn't score in the first half, but they rally up. Two touchdowns in the second quarter, that really, you know, catapulted them to the next level. And then being able to shut that strip out, in the fourth quarter really put them in a position, to win that game. And now they're rolling on.
Last couple of weeks, we've been speculating where St. Augustine's offense gone. They found that they beat Shaw 48-9. Kai Matthew has a big night for the Purple Knights, who are now going to be heading into a matchup with John Curtis. So it was important for St. Augustine to get some confidence, and that's exactly what they did, getting a big win over Shaw.
You know, St. Aug, they lost two games. They battled back. They fought through. Now they're in their district run of the season. This is what we call our second part of our season. Our first season was to get ready for our second season. So our second season is district. St. Aug is preparing for district. They had a good win against Shaw. Now they're going to Curtis. And let's see if they can keep rolling.
No doubt. There's a football team out in the city that we talked about in the last show, and that's the Carver Rams. They took on Madison Prep on Saturday and won a shootout, 40-27. We all kind of agreed in the last show, this is a team that's quietly going about their business. They've played a brutal schedule. They challenged Carr tooth and nail. They played Central Lafourche real close down on the bye, lost both of those games. But now they're 3-3 coming off of a win against a good, very good Madison Prep team. Looks like they got as explosive an offense as anybody.
Yeah, we played Carver in the fall scrimmage, and we know they're a very good team. They're young, but they also have good experience. You know, Quincy Curry, he's a very good quarterback, a very good dual threat quarterback. And we see the player of the game was their running back, Corey Johnson. 2 touchdowns with 118 yards on 11 carries. That's a good breakaway game that overpelled those Carver Rams. But you also got to think, if Carver can continue to lower down the penalties after snaps, pre-snaps, I believe Carver could have also pushed forward.
Trey, you took the words right out of my mouth, because NOLA.com says that the third quarter of that game took 97 minutes because of penalties. Look, I watched the game between they and Central Lafourche on YouTube, and they had four personal foul penalties on the last drive, which allowed the Trojans to go down the field, score the game-winning touchdown. If they could just clean up their discipline a little bit and not keep giving the opponent penalty yards, they'd be a much better team. But it does speak on the fact that they could win even while doing those things.
I agree with you, man. This is something that they can definitely do if they just continue to, like you mentioned, chop wood, execute. Make sure you take every game with strides, man, and moving forward, going towards the playoff, they can continue to improve.
Rest of the scoreboard, we have East Jefferson 29, Grace King 0, St. Paul's 32, Covington 7, Fountain Blue 21, Hammond 16. Let's see, out in the city, we had Helen Cox 43, McMaine 18, Landry Walker 60, Higgins 7, Chalmette gets a big win 30-12. How about this one? De La Salle 54, Haynes 7. Congratulations to the Cavaliers on a big victory. St. James, 22, Donaldsonville, 0, St. Charles, 42, Lusher, 0. Riverside Academy gets back in the winner's circle with a 47-14 win over South Plaquemine. And then let's see some other matchups here around the state. Cecilia gets a win over Opelousas, 34-20. Reminder, we'll have their coach, Dennis Skanes, on later in the show. Out on the bayou, we had Assumption, 45, South Lafourche, 14, Central Lafourche, 31, HL Bourgeois, 3. And then the Terrebonne Tigers, we've been having Gary Hill on. All they did was improve to 6-0 with a 50-7 win over Thibodeau. Guys, I'm telling y'all, this Terrebonne team is for real. They're not getting any attention. They're not getting talked about, but that's just the way they like it. They keep cruising on.
Yeah, man, I want to say they take on Harnville this week, right? If I'm not mistaken. Or is that Thibodeau?
East St. John.
Thibodeau takes on Harnville this week. But East, they take on East St. John, so that'll be a competitive game. I do feel that, as you mentioned about Terrebonne, that they're a team that, again, because they're down there in South Lafourche, you're not really hearing about them too much in the city, but they continue to prove and compete. I think you have to look at East St. John and say that this team is really looking to improve after a loss last week, so I wouldn't be surprised if this game wouldn't go down to the wire.
Marlon, I got a question for you, brother.
What you got?
I saw a video of you on YouTube playing some flag football. Are you okay, man? You got any cast or any injuries, any sprains? You all right?
I will say this. For about, I want to say, maybe 2 or 3 days, I was sore. Not like playing sore, like when you were actually hitting, like Trey. Not the soreness that Trey is feeling right now, putting on the pads, but some limbs were moving that hadn't really moved that like that in a while. But man, it was really fun. I'm assuming you're referring to the pros versus media flag football game last month. We had fun. I didn't really think that the media team was going to be as athletic and as in shape as they were, but they put out a really good show for us, man. We enjoyed it. We had a lot of the local celebrity millennials out there participating, man, and we look forward to the next one.
What was the score? Who won?
We won. I mean, I had Skylar Green at quarterback. You know what I mean? we won. They had JT, the trainer, on their team. And let me tell you something. He played for Southeastern. He tried to keep that quiet, but I do my research. So they had a few guys. They had Mo Flipping, the trainer downtown New Orleans. Casey Ferran was on the team rolling. Kawilin Murphy at WDSU as well. She was rolling, and Greg Tilly Weedat, man, Tillery from Weedat Chicken and Shrimp also played in the game. And look, they came out there in shape, and they're competitive. But yeah, we won.
So we're gonna let Marlon go get stretched out a little
somebody.
Bit.
Talk
so
to
make
me
sure
now.
He stays loose for the rest of the show. We'll be back after this commercial break with some Week 7 ball games. Because, look, they got some really good matchups. You're listening to Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School. We'll be right back here on ESPN New Orleans.
Kick off the weekend with ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club from Friday noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, located at 132 Royal Street in the French Quarter. Join Gus Cattingill and see why Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Visit our 50 beers on tap and the best poor boys. Gumbo, barbecue shrimp you're going to find around. You got to try it, even their baby back ribs. It's another ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club this Friday, noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Grab a friend and join the fun at 132 Royal Street.
De La Salle is the Christian Brothers High School on the Avenue, a tradition of excellence since 1949. Experience why De La Salle is the right fit by scheduling a spend-a-day tour for your child online at delasallenola.com. Tours are available daily through November 9th. The De La Salle Open House is on Tuesday, November 6th from 4 till 7 p.m. De La Salle, the right fit.
Home IQ from Vision Communications is smarter security and home automation. From your smartphone, tablet, or PC, activate and monitor your security system, lock and unlock your doors, view and record video, control your thermostat and lights, all on one easy-to-use app and website. With Vision's Home IQ, home is where your handheld is. Visit viscom.net/homeIQ to learn more. Louisiana license F1256.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner. Child.
Parent. Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you get caught up on all the action and details for all the races Fridays right here on ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores in Lafourche, Assumption, and St. Mary Parishes. Napa Auto Parts, sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Cup Series. Get the expert analysis and latest news on Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series throughout the 2018 season every Friday on ESPN New Orleans.
And now back to Casey Gisclair and Marlon Big Fave Favorite with more Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School in New Orleans.
It is Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School. Casey Gisclair here in the studio. Marlon Big Fave Favorite and Trey Hand and Elena and the old king out of De La Salle High School having a good time. In the last segment, we talked about some Week 6 scores, as it was a very busy Week 6, a lot of last-second finishes as teams are starting to jock for playoff position a little bit. Now we'll talk about some Week 7 matchups that are going to be going on around the area, and we'll start with what should be an offensive battle. You got Landry Walker taking on John Arrett. These teams both have good offensive play, good skill guys. I got a feeling the scoreboard operator is going to be busy in this football game.
The score operator is definitely going to be busy in this game because you have two teams that have some of the best athletes this area has to offer. We had Coach Scott on, Travis Mumphrey on a few weeks ago. I mean, he's just operating at a very high level at this moment, making really good decisions, especially under pressure, where you have a hungry Landry Walker team that comes in. I think Coach Powell and his squad is ready to roll. We actually have one of the guys that that me and Skyler train on John Eric's team, Landry Walker team. Eric Barnes is a young cornerback. Had a lot of attempts on his end, but a lot of pass breakups. So it should be a competitive game. Look to see Mumphrey air it out a lot, and I think it'll be a close one.
The Landry Walker thing.
Well, about two touchdowns.
There you go. Way. The Landry Walker thing kind of baffles me a little bit because they start off 0-3, and now they've won three in a row, but they hadn't played a great team in that stretch. But they are battle-tested. I mean, it's curious to see how this one's going to go. I'm really going to be keeping a close eye on this one because John Aird's been a team. They beat Hanville. They beat Destrehan. They've got some great wins. Landry Walker's looking for one of those great wins. I got a feeling that they'd love to get it on Friday night.
I feel like the Charging Bucks, they're starting to roll now. You have Chad Alexander, you have Tony Cargo, and you also have their other quarterback. There's two quarterbacks. One, Tony Cargo can play receiver. The other one is a pass quarterback. Mm-hmm. Both of them are dual threats. Chad Alexander, he's a great back, good receiving back. You have the receivers. You have the D-line. You have the linebackers. Mm-hmm. You have the DBs. So, Eric and Travis Mumphrey, they're going to be tested. They're going to send pressure. They're going to play back. They're going to play zone to see what he can do. And after that, they're going to tweak, make some adjustments. And then after that, scoreboard operator, be ready.
I like that, Trey. I like that. Now, you got Rummel taking on Jesuit. We talked about Rummel in the last segment. They're finding their stride. Jesuit now is sitting at 4-2 on the season, coming off of a loss against Curtis. Both of these teams have played Holy Cross. Both of these teams have beaten Holy Cross kind of soundly, though Rummel actually beat him by a little more. I think on paper you would say Jesuit's probably a favorite here, but Rummel's kind of trending upward heading into this matchup.
They are. Trey mentioned Chandler
Fields.
Chandler Fields. Shouts out to Troy Fields, too, his dad, a good friend of ours. But he mentioned Chandler Fields and the way he's able to operate as a quarterback. It kind of puts me in the mindset of Chase Forcade, mm-hmm. Just in terms of his awareness in the pocket. Now, another thing I really like about this matchup is a traditional Catholic League matchup. These two teams are going to play each other hard regardless, Jesuit and Rummel. You have to look at Coach Sanji's team, Jesuit, though, and the fact that they just lost to John Curtis. They're 4-2. They're not trying to get anywhere near 500. So, although it's going to be a competitive game, and then there's Jalen Johnson, another guy we train at Conquer Sports Pros, that is very competitive. He had a really good game against Holy Cross. So, I mean, looking forward into this game, I think you do have an evenly distributed defensive matchup, but, of course, two teams that don't mind putting the ball in the air.
Since John Curtis joined the Catholic League, one team has given them more problems than anybody else in the league, and that's St. Augustine. This weekend, that's going to be the matchup. It's going to be Curtis against the Purple Knights. St. Aug kind of found their rhythm a little bit after losing two straight games. They put it on Shaw pretty good. What are some keys for both sides in this matchup? I'm looking forward to this game. I think this is going to be a closer game than what a lot of people expect.
I feel like this is also going to be a defensive battle for St. Augustine and also for John Curtis. St. Aug has very good, powerful offense with Kai Matthew. You have Josh White, Trayvon Woodson. You got a good running back core, Mahmoud Bailey over there. So their offense is very powerful. Their defense is also very powerful. St. Augustine, they lost Samaj Carter, a young defensive tackle. I know him very personally since I attended there. He just had surgery. Get well soon, Samaj. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Curtis, they're going to have to overcome their tweaks that they had against last game. Their fumbles, you know, you just got to do that. Colin Guggenheim, he fumbled the ball. But those mistakes – you have to overcome those because now you're playing a very good detailed St. Augustine team.
Now, I have a quick question for you, Casey.
Sure.
Trey just said a name. It's a familiar name.
Mm-hmm.
The name he said was Samaj Carter. Do you want to take a guess at who his older brother is? I'll give you a hint. He's a New Orleans rapper.
New Orleans rapper, huh? Yep, you're narrowing it down quite a bit there, brother.
Yes.
That Carter?
Yep, Samaj Carter. What'd
that
you say, Trey?
That Carter, really? Wow.
His album just came out.
Oh, I know who
Samaj's
it is.
Samaj's name
course.
Was...
I just didn't realize that was his little brother.
That's yeah. His little brother. His mom, if you listen to the Carter 5, is a song, I Love You, Dwayne.
I Love You, Dwayne, yeah.
She mentions Samaj in the song.
Wow. Man, no, that's really cool. I didn't know the relation to Lil Wayne at all. That's awesome, man.
Yep, I actually know their family. I haven't met Lil Wayne before, but I know Samaj's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
Look, the
Jeff.
Man, that you learn something new every day if you hang around.
Every day. I didn't realize he was out. I learned something new. I didn't realize he was injured until Trey just brought it to my attention. Hello.
There we go. So, talk about another matchup here. You got Bell Chase. Good news is you lose a game, bad news is you lose a game. Good news is you're still 5-1. Bad news is to rebound off of that loss, you got to take on Carr. Man, that's Warren Easton and Carr back-to-back, that's not something that any coach would look forward to.
You know, it's a good 4-8 game. Having Carr and having Easton, those back-to-back, it's going to be tough. Carr, they're good right now. They're going to be good every year. They have a powerful team. You got to think, defensive-wise, Austin Kent, Devin Bush, mm-hmm. Bilal Muhammad. You just have players. And then on offense, you have Leonard Kelly, Ahmad Antoine, Ronnie Jackson, Michael Corner. You have that offensive line that's very big. But Bell Chase, they just have to push through. They're young. They're talented.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to go up. You have to go to Carr's level.
And to add to that, Bell Chase running back is playing extremely well right now. And then they have Ashton Riley at the defensive end. So, I mean, you have a few players on Bell Chase teams accredited to the area, right? You're talking about South Louisiana on the West Bank. So, I mean, you have an acquired amount of talent on the field, but it's just too many guys with cars. So, I mean, I do think that Bell Chase plays competitive, but, I mean, hello.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask. Now, fellas, East St. John is one of the more snake-bitten teams in Louisiana this year. I'm going to read you some scores. They played McDonough 35 in Week 3, lost 16-14. They played in Week 5 here in Houma against HL Bourgeois on the worst field conditions that I've ever seen. Neither team could do anything. It was 7-6. Last week, they lose to Destrehan 35-34 because of a missed extra point. This team has lost 3 of their last 4 games by a combined 4 points total. Now they're hosting Terrebonne, one of the better teams in 5A. Can they finally get over the hump and win one of those close games?
I think they can. I really think that they can come really close to winning that game. Again, you mentioned Terrebonne. You have a team that early on in the season, they were really trying to develop. They were really trying to get a rhythm, and now that rhythm is in place. So I think that this will be an interesting matchup, and I look forward to it.
No doubt about it. Well, those are some of the Week 7 matchups. There's another big Week 7 matchup involving De La Salle that we'll talk about in the next segment. This is Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School. We'll be right back after this commercial break on ESPN New Orleans. Napa
know-how. Right now, 5-quart jugs of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil are only $18.99. It protects your engine and our troops. Yep, with each purchase of Napa Full Synthetic for $18.99, a portion goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Rogers Parts, nationally known, locally owned. Lockwood, Morgan City, Libertyville, LaRose, and Galliano.
More than 50 years ago, SL Bank first opened its doors for business. We opened to serve the needs of families and businesses that had been largely ignored by bigger city banks and to operate as a true community bank. That means exceptional service, long-term relationships, value-driven accounts and services, and the assurance your financial future is important to us. Today, those commitments remain unchanged. SL Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. LaRose, North LaRose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Great pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site. With 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own, it's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Sports fans, tune into the Sports Corner every Saturday from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. for our interactive live sports talk show. From prep sports to college and the pros, we'll have coaches and media guests to bring you up to date on the latest news in the world of sports. Of course, we'll invite you to call in with questions and comments as well. That's the Sports Corner, sponsored by Dufresne Building Materials, every Saturday from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
It's Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School in New Orleans, every Wednesday here on ESPN New Orleans. Now, here's your hosts, Casey Gisclair and Marlon Big Faye Favorite.
There's that thing again where a commercial where I'm the voice plays right before we go on the air, so I'm flustered and I'm thinking, man, I hate hearing myself on the radio. I got to quickly collect myself, and here it's Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School. Marlon, I cannot emphasize enough how awkward that is for me. You've got to teach me ways. You said you overcame that. You've got to teach me before next Wednesday so I could fix that problem.
Man, what happens is you just got to kind of tune yourself out. Think of your voice as being a voice you like Beyonce or something like that. You know, that's a voice more angelic. And then you'll see that the information that you're saying is pretty good, and you'll just get right past it.
If I could convince myself that my voice is Beyonce, we're all in big trouble. So anyway, we've got De La Salle football talk in this segment. De La Salle took on Haynes Academy 54-7. Before we break down this game very much, I want to congratulate our guy here, Trey Hand, making his season debut. Brother, how did you play in the game? And more importantly, how do you feel after the game? How's everything going?
You know, it was my first game back since last year. The last game I played was against Haynes. So to get back out there with my guys, have fun, just getting back in the groove, getting back in football shape. We're in district, so it wasn't a bad time to come back. It wasn't a bad time to come back in the season to get to play some of those games before district. But coming into district, you know, I have to be ready. We have St. James next week. Then we have St. Charles. We have Donaldsonville. But this week we have Lusher. So it's going to be another good game just to see our young guys playing, to get them to touch the field, because they help us a lot. They help us older guys a lot with mental stuff. Seeing formation, seeing plays. So I like that. Shout out to the young guys. Y'all keep working.
So I was actually talking on social media to Katie Black and asking how Montrell played, and she told me that Montrell did not play in the game. So who was scoring some of the touchdowns for you guys?
You know, one of our good receivers, sophomore Nick Tate, he had a good touchdown pass in the end zone. Fisher Rojas threw him a Vandy route, nine route, into the end zone. He went up and caught the ball. He played very good. Deontay LeBranch, he played. Montrell, we didn't play him a lot. You know, we're going to save him for the St. James, St. Charles Catholic game. So he played a little bit on kickoff return, but not too much. We also didn't play Kendall Collins as well. He's still nursing an injury. But LeBranch, he played good. He played hard. He stepped up, played the whole game, and had fun.
So, Trey, what for you – what was one of the more harder parts to adjust to getting back? And I mean, most guys would say it's, you know, getting in shape, you know, getting back into the game speed. Do you feel like that's something that you have to adjust to?
Yeah, I definitely feel like rehabbing, conditioning wise, and also getting back to game speed. Practice speed and game speed is very different. So, you know, just adjusting back to those things and getting ready for these upcoming hard district games that count is really going to be a tough thing.
Was it hard to handle your emotions? Because, like, you know, if you take something away from somebody that they love, the instinct when you give it back to them is for them to go crazy. But obviously, I mean, you don't want to get a penalty or do anything, you know, outside of yourself. So was it hard to kind of reel yourself in for those first couple of snaps back on the field?
You know, when the drive came and I knew I was going back in for the first time since last year, I mean, I held my emotions through, but I still had to know, hey, be accountable, be disciplined, no stupid penalties, and just play. I had to stay to my game plan, stay to what the coaches tell me, and just play with my guys. But, you know, senior night is this week. It's my second game back. So, you know, you might see us with me and the seniors, you might see us have fun, but we're also going to stay smart.
So, Trey, okay, aside from, I mean, obviously this is your first game back. You guys are getting to a little bit of district play, right? And then prepping for the playoffs. What are some of the things you guys are doing at this midpoint of the season that's really not only helping you out individually, but some of your teammates are doing just to kind of, you know, keep the momentum going with the wins and that energy?
You know, Coach Jack Lart, our defensive coordinator, all he says every week is get better. Before we get off the bus, we have to make sure we're getting better. Even if that's in the classroom, off the field, on the field, just outside in the community. We just have to make sure we're getting better as a student and also as a student athlete.
Now, Trey, I'm looking at some of these scores here. I see St. Augustine, you guys allowed 38, then Carr 34, then Riverside 28. I'm sure you guys are very happy to have a much better performance, although maybe against a little bit of a lesser opponent. It still feels great to push them back every once in a while, and I'm sure that as a defense, you guys' confidence grew quite a bit.
Yeah, our defensive team, we're young. We have a lot of young players out there playing for the first time. Nathan Penn, he was injured a lot his years, but now this is his senior year. He's playing his tail off. Shout out to him. I've been knowing him for a long time. He's playing very good right now. Theodore Tyler, he's been playing good. You have Jamarin Peterson, who's been down with the injury. He's coming back healthy. Garrett Washington, a young freshman, he's playing some good ball. Tristan LaWallen, he's playing some good ball. I mean, we're just young. Aston Robinson, our leading tackler last year, tore everything in his knee against Archbishop Hannon. He's coming back, getting back. He's getting back in the groove. So, you know, we just have to keep our guys healthy, keep them striving to be great, and you're going to see a different team when the playoffs come.
Trey, what's – okay, I mean, obviously you have the playoffs and everything coming up in a few weeks, but, I mean, what are some, like, mid-season goals that you guys have set maybe as a front? I know when we were playing, a lot of it was like, okay, man, let's try to get in the next five games, let's all try to get two or three sacks apiece, you know, just to contribute to the defense. Are those some of the things y'all do up front for De La Salle?
Up front, we call ourselves the Grim Reapers. So, you know, our thing is, also with Coach Jason Hamrick, a thing he does with us, if we hold the opposing team under 100 yards, Coach Ham is going to go buy five racks of ribs, smoke them on Sunday. We have a Monday after walkthrough. So we just come with that. Keep the opposing team under 100 yards of rushing. That's right. Our big mindset.
Okay, you got to walk me through this again. Five racks of ribs for doing what?
Wow.
Yeah, if we keep the opposing team under 100 rushing yards, we get ribs on that Monday.
All right. So I got to make a call to the LHSA. I never played high school football. If I got any eligibility left, you guys got to suit me up, okay? That sounds like a good deal. But anyway, man, looking at this, I know I watched you guys play in week one against South Lafourche, and one of the things that I said was, man, this team could run the ball effectively, but at times you guys struggled to throw the ball. But you said against Haynes, you guys did make some plays deep down the field. Rojas sounds like he's kind of peaking and kind of developing into that passer that you guys need him to be.
Yeah, we don't need him to be a Julian Gumbs. We know Julian Gumbs was able to throw the ball and also run the ball. Last year, we said we had a fullback and two running backs in the game when our offense was on the field. This year, we have a very good pocket passer who can also run when he needs to. We also have three very good running backs who can do their job, also running and receiving. So, you know, Fisher, he's a junior. He's a young quarterback. He's just getting in the good starting role right now. District is going to be a very good turnout for him to see what he does in his senior year. But he's preparing very good. He throws after practice a lot with his receivers, making sure his timing is down. Shout out to Coach Colin Lagasse, our new quarterbacks coach. He actually played with Baker Mayfield in high school. But, you know, he's doing a very good thing with our quarterbacks, Fisher Rojas and Cole Milford. So we're going to have two very good quarterbacks in the near future.
Obviously, our next opponent is Lusher, right? Battle Uptown. Always, I remember coaching here, that was always just a game to look forward to, obviously, because it's district play. It's Uptown. I remember Coach Ryan, we used to all go to get some tacos after Superior Grill. I always thought those games were pretty cool. Moving forward this week, you know, what are some keys to victory, I want to say, in this game for you guys as a team?
Keys to victory, I'll say, one, getting better. These last 2 weeks, we've just been saying getting better, pushing, getting better for St. James, St. Charles, Donaldsonville. We just have to get better. Number two, I'll say execute on all three phases, offensively, defensively, and special teams. Execute your game plans. Execute your plays from stop to finish, finishing your routes, finishing your runs, finishing your blocks, finishing your gaps, your assignments, alignments, all that. And then the third one, just staying detailed. You know, Lusher, we have this is their Super Bowl. That's what we think. This is their Super Bowl. We played them on their field. We beat them a lot. And this is a game that they look for. They're going to cut block our defensive linemen. They're going to cut block our offensive linemen. So, you know, this is a game we have to look for. We have to stay detailed, no post-snap penalties, and just stay to our game.
And give us a rundown of sort of the injury report. I know Collins has been nicked up and then Johnson didn't play this past week. Are you guys getting a little bit more healthy in the backfield?
Yeah, we're fine. We didn't play Montrell because we didn't want him to tire himself out.
Sure.
Montrell, he's been having some lower back problems a lot this year. But, you know, he's pushing through that. He's been rehabbing. He's fine. We want to save him. Collins, he's also coming back this week, getting some reps in with the one team offense to prepare for St. James and St. Charles Catholic. But injury report wise, we're fine. Everybody's healthy, and we're just ready to show the community, the state, the voters, hey, De La Salle, we're here. We're here to stay.
Let me tell you, man, I was bragging about you over at Assumption calling that game. I was telling everybody around me. I said, man, Trey's back in lineup. Everybody's like, who the heck are you talking about? We don't even know what you're talking about right now. But they understood later when I explained it. But I was repping you out in Napoleonville. Happy that you guys got a 54-7 win over Haynes Academy. Let's take our next commercial break. When we get back, we'll have Cecilia football coach Dennis Skanes on the line. Then to kick off hour two, Marlon and Trey and I are going to make our preseason picks for high school MVP, high school coach of the year, high school team of the year. That should be heated. We always have that discussion. And then also we'll make a big prediction for something that will happen in the second half of the season. It's Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School. We'll be right back on ESPN New Orleans.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
De La Salle is the Christian Brothers High School on the Avenue, a tradition of excellence since 1949. Experience why De La Salle is the right fit by scheduling a spend-a-day tour for your child online at delasallenola.com. Tours are available daily through November 9th. The De La Salle Open House is on Tuesday, November 6th from 4 till 7 p.m. De La Salle, the right fit.
Are you suffering with a cartilage defect or knee injury? There have been exciting advances in the area of regenerative medicine, and now there is a simple procedure using a product designed to restore your own knee cartilage. If you'd like to be a part of the cutting-edge technology, call Dr. Derek Jones at the Ochsner Sports Medicine Institute today. Learn about the FDA study of NovaCart 3D, which can repair your knee pain using your own cartilage cells. You'll be compensated for your time and get the latest technology. Call Dr. Jones today at 504-842-0263.
The Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic has moved to the new Lady of the Sea Cutoff Clinic, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano. The same After Hours staff will continue to see patients from 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends with no appointment necessary. Now the convenience of a walk-in clinic with a pharmacy at the same location is available for our community. Same provider in a new environment. Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic. Here when you need us.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on all the action and details for all the races Fridays right here on ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores in LaFourche, Assumption, and St. Mary Parishes. Napa Auto Parts, sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Cup Series. Get the expert analysis and latest news on Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series throughout the 2018 season every Friday on ESPN New Orleans.
And now back to Casey Gisclair and Marlon Big Fave Favorite with more Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School in New Orleans.
We have talked about High School Week 6. We've talked about High School Week 7. We've talked about De La Salle. And now we'll go to the phone lines. This is Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School. Casey Gisclair here with Marlon Big Fave Favorite and the crew. We'll go to the phone lines where we go out to the Lafayette area where we have Cecilia football coach Dennis Skanes on the line. One of my old buddies. Coach Skanes, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How y'all been?
Doing great, brother.
What's up, Coach?
Understand that you guys are 3-3 on the year, coming off of a win against Opelousas. Two straight wins, 3 out of 4 wins. How are the boys looking so far this year?
This year has been, we lost a bunch of starters. We lost, 18 starters. So it's been kind of a growing process, but they're, it's a group that really, really wants to improve, and they have talent, and they've been working their butt off. It's been a great week of practice, so we're real excited about, the potential of this group.
Hey, Coach Dennis, this week y'all take on St. Martinville. Me being a former Tiger, when I think of St. Martinville, I think of early Doucette. We came in the same class. So back then it was a lot of option. I mean, early would stop and run the ball, you throw. Do they still have that style of athlete there at St. Martinville that you guys have to prepare for?
Oh yeah, they have a running back and a quarterback this year that are really, really special. And I've been dealing with them for the last, this will be the third year in a row. They've been starting, and Latrajan Benjamin and I forget the quarterback's name, but he's really, really quick. The running back runs really, really hard. He's not quite early Duce, but I haven't seen very many people tackle him by themselves. It usually has to be a gang tackle. He runs really, really hard. He's only about 185, but he runs like he's about 210. And then they got a senior heavy class. I think they brought back 18 starters or 19 starters, something like that. So they're on a roll, and they're playing really, really well. So it's a good.
Coach, I'm looking at your early schedule here, and I'm seeing you allowed 38, 47, 34, 58. But then since then, got a shutout and then 20. So what I'm asking is, I know you're a defensive guy. I haven't seen you in a while. You probably don't have any hair on your head at all. I'm sure that drove you nuts at the beginning of the year.
No, sir, I've tried. Listen, it's been driving me crazy. Trust me, it's the mental mistakes and, the youth. We got a few young ones out there and just kind of going through the growing pains. It drives you crazy when you have a schedule that we have, where we play four, five A teams in the non-district. So it, you know, they if you make mistakes, they make you pay for it. And so yeah, it's been frustrating, but like I said, it's been coming along. The kids have week in and week out. They're you know believing in the process and what, and hopefully. You know, hopefully they'll just continue to improve. That's what I think we're going to do. We had a great week, like I said, so hopefully so. But, yeah, it's to answer your question, it's been frustrating. Man, I've tried everything from what I wear to the game, I haven't shaved. I forgot to shave the night before Opelousas game, so I haven't shaved since then. I mean, it's been I'll do anything for us to win or play better. So I'm not superstitious, but just in case, I eat the same thing every day, so.
Well, Coach, don't feel bad. Every training camp we had at LSU, our D-line would shave all our heads bald. And I'm a guy that like to keep it. I know we have some folks watching, streaming live. Y'all can see live right now. I like to have my hair, you know, some hair on my head. But that was something I was willing to cut it all off for. Coach, I know defensively you guys run a multi-D, but you do like to blitz. Do the youthfulness on your defensive side of the ball kind of alter some of those calls? You can't blitz as much as you want to run some cover zero. So do you kind of limit it because of the young guys?
It is. Sophomore. You know, we got we have a senior safety, but he was playing corner last year. You know, last year we had some guys who's been playing back there for a couple years in a row. So it absolutely shrinks your playbook a little bit, but I think for this group, they needed that. You know, they need to learn how to play football. They need to learn how to play our base before we can start blitzing people and sending people all over the place. So hopefully next year, because we're only losing, I think, three on defense, hopefully next year we'll be able to kind of open it up a little bit and run some more of those things.
Now, Coach, we've talked about your defense and some of the youth there, but offensively, you guys are scoring a ton of points as well. You guys have hung 30-plus, 40-plus on a lot of different teams. Talk about who some of your playmakers and some of the guys that are really standing out on that side of the ball.
Again, we have a couple senior wide receivers who've been playing really well, and honestly, after that, it's a lot of juniors. Quarterback's a junior. He's big, tall, he's about 6'5", about 190 pounds. He has an arm. He has maybe too strong an arm, you know what I mean? He uses it the wrong time. He puts too much on it. But we have a couple of really good backs that have been able to play. O-line is what we lost, all five O-linemen, so that's always a pain, man. But they've really, really, really improved. And also, you know, playing the 5A schools and then playing four, the reason we play those 5A schools is to prepare us. So, you know, life got a lot easier when we kind of dropped back down to 4A schools and the fronts that we would see. And the type of kids that we see. So that's helped also.
And, man, Coach, I'm actually looking at you guys' district 4A5, Brobridge, Cecilia. Man, these names ring back. These school names ring back so many memories of my old teammates, especially Brobridge, Charles Alexander, Jonathan Z9. Oh, yeah. But I see you guys sit somewhere mid-tier of that district. What motivation do you guys give y'all's players to say, hey, you know, we're midway of the season, we still got this, with y'all's upcoming opponents?
Well, the one thing is just the belief. I think this group has a belief in the coaching staff and what we're trying to show them. I think, you know, this has been our district for the last three seasons, so that's the one thing we keep saying. You know, look, this is our district play starting, and they know they have a tough schedule. They know they're playing bigger schools, and they know it's going to make them better. They've had a good, really good attitude about it the entire time, and I think now that we're starting to get in the meat of district, that's something we talk about. Hey, this is our district until someone takes this from us, you know. And St. Martinville is a really good football team this year, and it's going to be a test for going to their place. But at the same time, you know, I think our kids are up for the challenge, and we're really excited for the opportunity.
Coach, I know that you've coached down here on the Bayou before. You were a former football coach at South Lafourche High School. So one of the things that we do on this show is we talk a lot about the river parishes and New Orleans area and everything like that. You were once in that river district. What makes that district so hard to navigate through week by week?
Which one? The you're talking about with Destrehan and all them?
Yeah, the Destrehan-Hahnville River District.
Well, it's a, you know, it's a – you know, that's a high-paid district in the state of Louisiana. So you're always they kind of afforded a, you know, I know like Destrehan has a lot more coaches and Hawnville too. You know, they you're able to kind of do some things that maybe you couldn't do with only 10 coaches, but if you have 20, you know, you can run a JV coaching staff, a freshman coaching staff, and just the development of those kids is a big deal, but also just the size of the school. You know, I think that's what we kind of went up against the first year in 5A. We played well versus those guys, especially defensively, but just in the, you know, in, but the, I think the next year that we were in that district, it was just, we didn't have enough, and I didn't do a good enough job of preparing us to take some of those schools on, you know. But it's just the talent. They're very, very good. I know it's still there. He's one of the best in the state. And they have a lot of talented coaches and a lot of kids to choose from. So they always have an opportunity to be good in that district.
Well, Coach, I love to ask coaches this when they come on the show. You guys have a very competitive team in St. Martinville you have to take on this weekend. What are some of the keys to victory for your Cecilia team? Your Cecilia team.
I think defensively, it's got to be we have to swarm to the football. We got to fly to the football because they have two very talented runners. I think we're going to know where they're going to be and what they're going to do, but we just got to get there and make the play. I think offensively, we got to take chances. We got to take a couple chances. We also got to build them. We need a couple guys to make a play here and there, you know, and we need to be opportunistic. If we can get a turnover, we need to capitalize on it. We need to win the kicking game. I think if we do those things, we have a great shot on Friday.
Coach Gaines, it's always a pleasure, my man. Good luck on Friday, brother.
Man, I really appreciate y'all having me. I miss y'all. I think about y'all often. I text some of the teachers and coaches all the time, and I always appreciate what South LaFouche did for me and allowed me to have an opportunity to be a head coach. And I'm a Tarpon for life, that's for sure, and I sure do miss y'all. But thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, brother. That is Dennis Gaines with Cecilia. It's still weird for me to say that he's at Cecilia, but he's been there for a couple of years now. And Marlon, I got a challenge for you, brother.
I'm up for challenges.
We had a coach or a reporter from North Louisiana. We had a coach now from Lafayette. We've had a lot of coaches from New Orleans area. Go and get us a guy from Central Louisiana, the Alexandria area. You know more people than me. You got to be able to find us somebody next week.
You know what? That's a challenge I'm up for. There's an LSU game this weekend against Georgia. I'm pretty sure I'll run into a coach from somewhere around Leesville or somewhere central Louisiana. Would Ruston be considered central?
I'm okay with that. I mean, whatever works. We just got to represent that part of the state a little bit more, I think. But I think that we're covering the map pretty well here.
I think so, too. This was a really treat for me because I really do appreciate 337 football, man. There's really a lot of good, really great athletes that came out of those schools. I mean, you have Devery Henderson. He came out of, I want to say, Karen Crow or Opelousas. I mentioned early Doucette, that St. Martinville, Jonathan Zenon, Jesse Daniels, Charles Alexander, that's Brobridge. So there's a lot of, you know, skilled guys. Dominique Davis, double D's from Brobridge High. So a lot of great LSU greats and players that was very successful on the NFL level. Right from the 337, the Flatlands, baby.
Yeah,
gotta love it.
I have so much respect for the job that Coach Gaines does. Let me tell you what, there's nobody in the business who works harder than this guy. He's going to sleep at school if he's got to get his team ready. But they've got to be ready. But St. Martinville has hung 50 on everybody they've played this year pretty much. I'm curious to take a peek at that score, but, man, they're in a brutal district.
Oh, yes, they are, man. St. Martinville, you're talking south of the 337 now, so this is everything off of 90. Some ways away from the food from where you are, but, man, I'm telling you, it's competitive ball, and they do have their hands full this weekend. Should be a good matchup, though.
St. Martinville, ball. That's Darryl Mitchell country, isn't it?
That's Darryl. I think Darryl Mitchell's from there. Now, quiet as it's kept, you have Harry Coleman. He just played with Team Fighting Cancer with the Flag Football League. Played some years in the league. Played at LSU with me. He went to Baldwin, which is not too far from there. You have Baldwin, Louisiana. You have St. Martinville. Then there's Generette. Then you go further down 337. You have Elton. That's where L. Woods is from. He's currently active in the NFL with the Indianapolis Colts. So I mean, some pretty interesting ball played around those areas.
No doubt about it. Let's take our top of the hour break. When we get back, we're going to have some fun. We're going to name some MVPs and coaches of the year, team of the year, and we're going to make some big predictions for the second half of the season. It's Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School. We've got a fun segment coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Thinking about new floors? Don't pay retail. Shop where the dealers buy at New Orleans Flooring Distributors, where the products are direct from the manufacturer and now open to the public, offering South Louisiana high quality.